Makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magkakaroon na ng 5 taon na pagitan para sa mga Australianong kababaihan para magpasuri kung sila ay may cervical cancer. Ito ay matapos na inilunsad ang National Screening Program noong nakaraang linggo. Ang bagong pagsusuri ay papalitan ang pap smears at inaasahan na ibababa ang bilang ng mga namamatay mula sa sakit na aabot sa 20%. Narito ang ulat ni Andrea Nierhoff na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Milyon-milyong Australianong kababaihan ay inaasahan na makakakuha ng benepisyo mula sa pagpapabuti ng pagsusuri o screening para sa cervical cell abnormalities. Tinatantya na aabot na sa 1 milyong kababaihan ang lampas na sa kanilang 20 taon na pagpapasuri. Hinihikayat ng mga eksperto ang grupo na makibahagi sa pinabagong pamamaraan o scheme na sa kauna-unahang pagkakataon ay susuriin ang human papilloma virus o HPV. Si Kate Brune, ang manager ng cancer screening sa Cancer Council Victoria.
It is a much more sophisticated test. In fact, what it looks for is the virus. So it's looking for HPV. So this virus is what causes cell changes and can eventually turn into cervical cancer. So unlike the PAP test was looking for abnormalities, whereas this new HPV test is actually looking for the virus that causes the abnormalities. So we're taking it definitely a step further.
Nagmumula ang cervical cancer mula sa nakukuhang sexual na infection o sexually acquired infection at mayroong partikular na mga bakas ng HPV. Ang 2 uri na 16 at 18 ay nakapagdudulot ng aabot sa 70% ng cervical cancer at precancerous lesions. Ang mga kababaihan ay mabibigyan ng unang imbitasyon para magpasuri o magpa-screen sa kanilang 25 taon na kaarawan. Ayon sa direktor ng pagsisiyasat sa Cancer Council NSW na si Professor Karen Canfield, ang mga pagbabago ay makakabuti sa mga medical na profesional, ganoon na rin sa mga pasyente.
This is about making a good program even better, and I think women and their doctors want to see that. I think the second thing is that women will only have to screen 9 or 10 times in a lifetime instead of 26 times in a lifetime, which is what we had to do when we screened every 2 years with the pap smear. So it's a really a win-win situation for women and their doctors.
Bumaba ang cervical cancer sa Australia ng kalahati simula nang ang National Cervical Screening Program ay nagsimula noong 1991. Umaasa itong ang pagbabago sa programa ay maaaring bawasan ang bilang ng higit pa. Ngunit ayon kay Bruin, mayroon pa ring partikular na seksyon ng komunidad na mahirap abutin.
For some people, they've come from a country perhaps where cervical screening is not common practice in their country. For some groups of women, they're ashamed or embarrassed. And for some women, it's just not top of mind. It's easy to forget. Other priorities take place. Our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are less likely to participate in cervical screening, as are our newly arrived and culturally diverse groups as well. We also do see that women who are disadvantaged by socioeconomic status are also less likely to participate.
Ayon sa Health Education Manager mula sa Multicultural Center for Women's Health na si Amira Ramanovich, ang edukasyon ang susi.
In most of the cases, they don't have information. They don't know about it. They don't know about the services in the neighborhoods where they can go. Sometimes even if they know, they're really scared how all of that would look like. Is it uncomfortable? Is it painful? Is there going to be female doctor assisting them? All of that.
Ayon pa sa kanya, mahalaga rin na makalikha ng ligtas na espasyo kung saan sila ay makapagsasalita ng mas malaya.
We talk about pap smear and the screening and the breast screen and all other aspects of women's health in a language of the woman and within the cultural context, which makes huge difference because women then feel comfortable asking a question and asking all the things that they were very reluctant to ask anybody else.
Ang isang posibleng solusyon ayon kay Professor Canfield ay ang pagdagdag ng opsyon na self-collection.
Part of the program that will be introduced next year, it will be phased in 2018, is an option to have what's called HPV self-collection. So this will be for women who are eligible because they're very underscreened, so they do have to be overdue for their screening test. And under the supervision of a practitioner, women will actually be able to take the sample themselves. So this is an important new option, and it's really going to help us, we hope, increase screening rates in those underscreened groups.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.